call General Flynn. I said, I feel like God wants us to team up to do a Reopen America tour and we get people back to God. And he says, I know. I'm going, you know?
What is required for the darkness to creep in is the absence of light.
We seem to have lost the value of our basic fundamental rights.
Well, folks, in Canada, you know, during the lockdowns of related to COVID, you had lockdowns, quarantines, curfews in every state, every country. You had, they were very tough lockdowns in Australia, very tough lockdowns in Australia, very tough lockdowns in Canada, very tough lockdowns in China. I mean, many, many countries had just brutal lockdowns. And some people might be shocked that the lockdowns were so intense in Canada. Some people wouldn't be shocked. But today's a guest is a pastor, and he has seen Marxism and communism. He's seen these things up close and in person. And so he had seen those in his past, and he fled a country to move to Canada to flee communism. And so he saw what appeared to be the early signs of an authoritarian, tyrannical government being weaponized against its own people. And he spoke up against it and spoke out against it. And he found himself in jail on multiple occasions. And through a series of poor life choices, he agreed to come speak at the Reawaken Tour. And we were honored to have him on the stage multiple times over the years. And we consider him a friend of the program. He's a friend of mine. And with without any further ado, Pastor Archer Pulaski, welcome to the Thrive Time Show. How are you, sir?
Good. Thank you so much, Clay. I consider you a friend. I am very grateful to you, General Flynn, and others. You have embraced us Canadians, and you have stood in solidarity with us. And Clay, that's what it's going to take. It will take a family. It will take friendship. It will take us coming together in unity against what the totalitarian regimes are doing globally, because you mentioned few countries, but I mean, the whole world went nuts during that time. It was a test. And you got to remember, I am a Polish immigrant. Yes, I did move to Greece. We escaped on a boat to Greece, and then eventually we end up in Canada for freedom. But I saw with my own eyes, with my wife, the early 80s when the solidarity movement took it to the streets, and it took unity. It took mothers and fathers sick and tired of this craziness, the boots of the communists and socialists. And finally, they said enough, it's enough. And tens of thousands, Clay, were arrested. Many were killed, but people kept pressing and then won their freedom. And of course, the rest is history. In 1989, the Berlin Wall collapses. Iron Curtain is broken. Europe is liberated. Poland is the freest country in Europe, maybe the freest country on earth right now, where I can preach the gospel, feed the poor. I do marches for Jesus in Poland without any resistance from the authorities. Actually, I was invited to the presidential palace. I was all over the news. I met politicians. I had politicians at the marches for Jesus. So what is happening to the West is a deliberate attack on our liberties, on our lives, because the West always stood for those values, right? The dream, the American dream. What is the American dream? Is, you know, a second chance to build a house, get a dog, plant a seed, you know, tree, and, you know, have children and pass an inheritance to the next generation. So all of that is at jeopardy. And do not kid yourself. They are doing this purposely. The economy, the attack on our finances, on the middle class, it's done purposely, because they are creating two categories of people. And I saw it with my own eyes when I was growing up, of course, under the boot of communism. They are creating two categories of people, them, the elites, the globalists, whatever you want to call them. I call them the modern day pharaohs. And then you, the slaves. They don't want the middle class. Why? The middle class can resist them. The middle class can take a lawyer. I just yesterday, right after coming from Tulsa, Oklahoma, which was an amazing, amazing reunion of friends and family members, I spent my whole day with my brother David with lawyers. Because we were interrogated yesterday by Alberta Health Services and their lawyers. So the fight continues, but I'll tell you, Clay, we will not comply. We will not quit. We will keep plowing, keep putting the seed of freedom into the land. And I know that I know, because I have read the book. I know how the story ends. We're going to win. We already won. The enemy just doesn't know it yet.
Now, Pastor Archer, you're working on some stuff right now. You're working on some projects. And again, you're a guy who's always proactively working to spread the love of Jesus Christ, to spread the gospel, and to spread the good news of freedom. What are you working on right now?
Well, we have never stopped doing what I was imprisoned for, believe it or not, never stopped. My first ticket, if you remember, during the COVID craziness, the attack on our lives, was for feeding the poor. So our ministry, the big part, I would say 80% of what we do is feeding the poor. We feed thousands of people on the streets of Calgary, and not just in Calgary. I started over 40 churches like this in different countries, on different continents, in Africa and Europe. So that's what we do. We feed the poor. We preach the gospel. We do a church service. That's why it's called Street Church. If you're interested, you can go to streetchurch.ca. That's what we do. We worship, we preach, we share testimonies, and we feed those people. We find them jobs, we clothe them. So that's the main thing. Also, I run a church. So I'm a pastor, in a regular way, if you will, in a building. I teach theology, I teach history, and I just preach the truth to the people inside the building, encouraging them to go out. Also, we do marches for Jesus. Every year, about 40, 50 marches for Jesus are being done. What is March for Jesus? It's lifting the name of Jesus in a public square. We take it from the park, and we, like Sunday, we just had one in Calgary, and we led the people all the way to City Hall, praying, going to our knees, worshiping, asking God, please come and help us, because those people are too powerful. Clay, we have to understand the fight is truly between David and Goliath. So what we need God's mercy and grace to come in, his might, his power to help us out. Also, we have launched the biggest lawsuit in the history of Canada. I am suing with my brother David, our family, our church. We're suing the Attorney General. We're suing RCMP. That's like your FBI for all the arrests. I was arrested by FBI, Canadian FBI, multiple times, interrogated detectives, Calgary police uniformed, undercover, you name it, helicopters, ghost cars. I was followed everywhere. They stormed our church. They came to my house multiple times. Of course, they kept me in solitary confinement when I gave that sermon to the truckers, to our hurting Canadians. For that, I was charged with terrorism out of all the charges. The first Canadian ever to be charged with this offense.
Now, Robert, I want to interject. I have two questions here. First off, what's that like in solitary confinement? Like when you're in solitary confinement, so just you. First off, how many leather couches do you have? Do you have like a balcony view? How many books are in your sprawling library? How often do you get to order in Grubhub? Just tell us, because I don't think people, when they hear, you just said, that's why I interrupted you. You just said solitary confinement. And for you, you've been through it. But for somebody listening, they don't quite understand the profundity of what that means. Could you please walk us through what it means to be in solitary confinement?
Yeah, well, that's a good question, Clay. People have no idea. If you have never found yourself in a solitary confinement, you just simply do not understand. If you can Google it up for yourself. It's actually considered, international laws are considering solitary confinement a torture. So you're being tortured. And when you're Artur Pulaski, you are tortured double, because some inmates can have TV. They even give them, iPods and, books and the Bible. So that's normal. For Artur Pulaski, it was solitary confinement, Nazi style, Soviet style. So they confiscated my Bible. They took my writing materials. They took even my pen. They said I am too dangerous to have a pen. I was there alone in a very small confined place. And that was not enough for them, because they would take me from my solitary cell, so very small, a bed, a washroom, with a water that is not good, and you're sitting there by yourself, locked 23 hours and a half. Sometimes I was kept there 26 hours straight, but that was not good enough for them, they would keep me in isolation. I was taken from my solitary confinement to a concrete cells and metal cages. So metal cage, Clay, is like I'm sitting here and I'm in a box, literally metal cage, when you're half dead, you're suffocating, you can't breathe, you're passing out in and out of consciousness, no water. So that's where I was kept multiple times. Then that was not good enough for them. So they would take me from my cell when that was washroom and water and a bed, not on concrete cells. So concrete solitary confinement, you know, for those hardcore criminals that are listening, is a concrete, no water, no food, no bed, no washroom, nothing. You're just on concrete nonstop and with those bright, crazy lights. I was kept in on concrete with my brother David for 3 days and two nights. Every 30 minutes, people, police would come, bang on the doors to make sure we are we would not fall asleep. And then when I was there after my...
This is nuts! I can't even believe that this is real. But you're saying... Yeah. You lived in solitary confinement in a cage. How big was the cage again?
The cage was no bigger than you sitting. So imagine yourself sitting right now and you are, you can't stretch. You can't move your hands. Can't stretch. Like just a little cage for animals. And that happened to me many times, and they would transfer me. You got to remember, that's why I encourage people to read my book. I wrote the book in solitary confinement, and that book was confiscated, Clay, by the Canadian authorities 3 times. We had to fight to get it back, and my lawyers smuggled it, literally, like from gulags, in their papers from my cell. They smuggled it in their... official documents. It was sent to the America, and American publisher published it. And that's why we have it, because they wanted the records to be wiped out. They took my writing materials, but the inmates, I was a hero in prison. The prisoners knew who I was. They knew I was innocent. They came in solidarity. They protected me, actually. And they were slipping, pens and pieces of paper request forms under my metal caged door, and I was able to keep writing, and they kept confiscating
this
my writing.
This is so crazy. It's so, as a business strategist, that's where I'm most comfortable. You ever thought about just focusing on feeding the rich? I mean, you feed the poor and they really come after you. Have you ever thought about just opening a catering service that focuses on only serving, let's say $100 a plate meals, minimum $100 a plate, like if you focus on like charcuterie boards, lobster, very expensive, prime rib, any kind of tomahawk steaks. I mean, if you would just shift your market and move away from feeding the poor and focus on serving catered food to the ultra elite, that would probably be a better model, maybe less arrests. Have you thought about that? Have you ever thought about just changing and pivoting your business model?
You know, Clay, you're pitching this as a joke, but actually that was offered to me. I'm not kidding. I was offered $2 million. I was offered a land. I was offered to build my church. And they said, we like you. We like what you're doing. Just we don't like your Jesus. If you will stop preaching Jesus in public, we will make you we will make you the most famous Canadian ever. You will be in the newspapers. We will do documentaries. You will be leading parades. Just ditch Jesus. And I look at them and I said, listen, you can keep your newspapers. You can keep your news outlets and your documentaries. I'm keeping my Jesus. So the next thing, I got a letter and back in court. Over 360 citations, over 120 court cases, and more arrests than my lawyers remember. And not just me, Clay, as you know, my brother David, 13 times arrested with me. My oldest son that you've met, Nathaniel, over 20 times was detained by the Canadian authorities because he dared to testify about what is happening to the clergy when I was invited to testify in front of the European Parliament. But I was imprisoned and then on house arrest for almost 2 years. So they went, my wife and Nathaniel. But that's what was offered to me. Clay, they offered me a guaranteed seat at the legislature. They said, we want you to be at our table. We want you to be a politician. Just shut up. So what they wanted to muzzle Arthur Pulaski and keep me on a leash with a nice fancy salary. So those things were offered to me multiple times. About 8 meetings I had with authorities, money, land, church, guaranteed seat at the legislature. I was offered a government job, $250,000, a fancy chair, to be a chairman, all kinds of things. And I said to them, what I'm going to tell you are, you know, people, you don't understand people like us. Arthur Pawlowski is not for sale because I have been already purchased, bought by the precious blood of the Lamb. You cannot sell that you do not own. That's what they don't understand. In their realm, in their world, everyone is for sale. They are like the horse of Babylon. They go to bed with every monkey that votes. They don't get us. They don't understand people like us. I'm not for sale. I'm not for sale. My family, my children, your children, they are not for sale. The wannabe pharaohs, they think everyone, you know, everyone is for sale. They're, you know, just the name, the price. You can put $1 billion on the table, and to me means nothing without Jesus. It's just digits.
It's powerful and it's real and it's your story. Final two questions I have for you. If our listeners are out there watching today and they want to team up with you in some capacity or support you or maybe just send you a strongly worded complaint or order high-end catering, how do they get a hold of you? Like, what's the best way you want people to stay in touch with you?
Yeah, if you're, you know, if you're inspired, if you want to know more about the story, please get my book, Lions Do Not Bow, Amazon.com for the Americans and the world, Amazon.ca for the Canadians. Read the book. You will find out what really happened, you know, the whole story. Because I remember, I'm suing them. We are in court. We're going after the chief of police, Calgary Police, RCMP, you know, health services, city of Calgary, you name it, prison system, what they've done to us. So this is ongoing. But you can also go to streetchurch.ca to support this fight, streetchurch.ca, and there are all kinds of ways that you can do it. Or send me an email, art at streetchurch.ca, and you will be able to support us. And please do. I mean, I said that so many times, one man cannot do it. One family cannot do it. One church cannot do it. But when we come together, just like we did a few days ago in Oklahoma, USA, then we would be unstoppable, unmovable. We are powerful. There is more of us than of them. And if we would come in solidarity with each other, just like the Polish people did in the 80s, this whole craziness will collapse. It must collapse for the sake of our children.
Final question for you. What's your book about? I mean, tell us about your book. I mean, you know, if someone buys a copy of your book, what's it about?
Well, it's an inspirational book. I didn't want it to be a poor me, look what happened to me. No, I am giving you a historical account. Why I yelled at those people, the Get Out video that was watched over 1 billion times, the most viewed video during that weekend on Earth. Why did I say what I said? Well, maybe some people are curious. Why I yelled at them, Gestapo, what that means even, Gestapo, why I kept churches' doors open, what happened to me during the trials. How crooked are the judges and the politicians? I am giving you raw, the whole thing, the background story, my heart, the family, what happened in the courts, what happened day by day in prison, what they've done to me, why they did it, who was involved. So I think, you know, it's a fascinating. Actually, when I was in Tulsa, I had so many people nonstop coming to me. I read your book. It's so fascinating. It's amazing what you went through. And I want the people to read the book and know that our God is bigger, Clay. Our God is stronger, that we don't have to fear. What they've unleashed on us was this terror, this fear, this manipulation, this, you know, lies on top of lies. What I want the people to come out from reading the book is that no matter what the enemy throws at us, we are still the children of the Most High God. So why we are so afraid? We know how the story ends. Lions do not bow before the hyenas. We eat them for breakfast. That's why I call the book, Lions Do Not Bow. Don't bow. Good people do not bow before wicked people. Read the story of Esther, Mordecai. Mordecai was told, bow before the wicked Haman. He refused. And that triggered a craziness for him and his countrymen, but then eventually God came through and gave them unbelievable victory. That's the book. The book is about victory. You can have it as well.
Folks, I'm going to pull up the website real quick because there's a lot of websites. This just in, folks, there are a lot of websites on the planet Earth. This just in, breaking news, there's a lot of websites on the planet Earth, but the website you want to get to is streetchurch.ca. That's www.streetchurch.ca, streetchurch.ca. I'll put a link to it. Also, if you go to Amazon, I'm going to go there right now, Amazon, and we're going to look to try to type in Why Lions Do Not Bow, Why Lions Do Not Bow. And we're going to find the book right there. Boom, I'll put a link to it. I encourage everyone to check out the book, check out the website. Pastor Archer Pulaski, it's great to see you in person, my friend, and I wish you the very best, and you can always you know you have a friend right here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, just a text away. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much, Clay. Be blessed.
Bye-bye.
Are you looking to start or grow a super successful business? Join Eric Trump, the New York Times bestselling author of The Carnivore Diet, Sean Baker. Join hundreds of real business owner client success stories at the highest-rated business conference in America. Join Mel Kay, Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer, Julie Green, Amanda Grace, Pastor Dave Scarlett, and myself in Tulsa, Oklahoma, November 5th and 6th. Attend the most real, the most authentic, the highest rated, and most reviewed Ultimate Business Growth Workshop. During this two-day interactive business workshop, you're going to learn everything you need to know to make your business grow. Learn how to generate more sales. Learn how to produce additional high-quality inbound leads. Learn how to create repeatable systems. Learn how to build a successful business. And learn how to do it now. If you've ever wanted to learn how to start and grow a super successful company, this is the event for you. At our two-day interactive business workshop, we will teach you specifically every step that you need to take to start and grow a super successful company. We will teach you specifically how to get to the top of the Google search engine results, how to dominate artificial intelligence search results, how to market via social media, how to generate more leads, and how to get in front of your ideal and likely buyers. We're going to teach you the step-by-step processes that you need to learn in order to hire, inspire, train, and retain high-quality employees and teammates. We're going to teach you specifically what you need to learn to manage a team of people. We're going to teach you how to manage your finances, how to look at the numbers, and to figure out the specific steps that you need to take to create a time freedom and financial freedom producing business. At the Thrive Time Show two-day interactive business workshop, we've been teaching entrepreneurs everything they need to know to start and grow a successful company since 2005. In fact, at our two-day interactive business workshops, we're going to teach you marketing, systems, and scaling, human resources, accounting, social media marketing, branding, search engine optimization, sales training, financial management, and so much more. You can learn more and request tickets today simply by going to thrivetimeshow.com. Yes, you can request tickets today simply by going to thrivetimeshow.com. That's the website. Join Eric Trump, myself, and Team America live and in person at the Thrive Time Show two-day interactive business workshop, November 5th and 6th in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
My name is Kevin Thomas, and the name of our company is MultiClean. We are a commercial janitorial service, and we serve the entire state of Oklahoma and Kansas and soon to be Arkansas. We have probably grown probably five times. I think when we first started with you, we had 60 to 65 employees. And now we have a little over 300 employees. Before we got involved with Thrive Time, we didn't really have any systems or processes in place. So I've probably been to, in 6-7 years, I've probably been to 12 to 13 business conferences. And amazingly, each time I go, I learn something new, and I'm so excited to bring it back and show the team about marketing and how to implement.
Okay, Aaron Antis, November 5th and 6th. Guess who's coming back to Tulsa? I will give you a hint. His first name is Eric, and his last name is Trump. Whoa. And his father is the 47th president of these United States. Yes, Eric Trump is joining us once again here September 25th and 26th in Tulsa, Oklahoma for the two-day interactive Thrive Time Show Business Growth Workshop. But Eric Trump is bringing friends. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Amanda Grace will be in the place. Dr. Stella Emanuel will be here in T-Town in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Julie Green will be on the scene. Mel Kay will be here to say hey. Dave Scarlett from the His Glory team will be here. It's going to be a blasty blast right here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. If you want to start or grow a super successful company, if you want to make your wallet great again or make your wallet great for the first time, if you want to learn marketing, systems, scaling, human resources, accounting, social media, branding, search engine optimization, sales training, financial management, and more, get your tickets right now at ThriveTimeShow.com. Once again, that's ThriveTimeShow.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Wimpy. I'm originally from Tulsa, born and raised here. I've definitely learned a lot about life design and making sure the business serves you. The linear workflow for us and getting everything out on paper and documented is really important. Like we have workflows that are kind of all over the place, so having linear workflow and seeing that mapped out on multiple different boards is pretty awesome. That's really helpful for me. The atmosphere here is awesome. I definitely just stared at the walls figuring out how to make my facility look like this place. This place rocks. It's invigorating. The walls are super, it's just very cool. The atmosphere is cool. The people are nice. It's a pretty cool place to be. Very good learning atmosphere. I literally want to model it and steal everything that's here at this facility and basically create it just on our business side. Play is hilarious. I literally laughed so hard that I started having tears yesterday. And we've been learning a lot, which, you know, we've been sitting here, we've been learning a lot. And so the humor definitely helps. It breaks it up. But the content is awesome, off the charts. And it's very interactive. You can raise your hand. It's not like you're just listening to the professor speak. You know, the wizard teaches, but the wizard interacts and he takes questions. So that's awesome. If you're not attending the conference, you're missing about 3/4 to half of your life. You're definitely... It's probably worth a couple $1,000s. So you're missing the thought process of someone that's already started like 9 profitable businesses. So not only is it a lot of good information, but just getting in the thought.
Clay Clark is here somewhere. Where's my buddy Clay? Clay's the greatest. I met his goats today. I met his dogs. I met his chickens. I saw his compound. He's like the greatest guy.
From his goats, his chickens, his dogs.
So this guy's like the greatest marketer you've ever seen, right? His entire life, Clay Clark, his entire life is marketing.
Well, people don't know this, but the Trump Organization has thousands of employees. There's not 50 employees. The Trump Organization, again, most people don't know this, but the Trump Organization has thousands of employees. And while Donald J. Trump was the 45th president of these United States, he needed a competent man to run and execute his business plans.
Showtime!
So the man that runs the Trump Organization for Donald J. Trump, as he was the 45th president of the United States and now the 47th president of the United States, is Eric Trump. So yep. Eric Trump is here to talk about time management, promoting from within, marketing, branding, quality control, sales systems, workflow design, workflow mapping, how to build. I mean, everything that you see, the Trump hotels, the Trump golf courses, all their products, the man who manages billions of dollars of real estate and thousands of employees is here to teach us how to do it.
You are talking about one of the greatest brands on the planet from a business standpoint. Right. I mean, who else has been able to create a brand like the Trump brand? I mean, look at it. And this is the man behind the business for the last, pretty much since 2015. He's been the man behind it. So you're talking, we're into 9, going into 10 years of him running it. And we get to tap into that knowledge. That's going to be amazing.
Now, think about this for a second.
But that Clay Clark, man, he is one character.
that's a good word for him, character. Yeah, that is it.
Good, driven, smart. And I've never met a guy who was so hyper all the time. He's doing so much good. And then I met his mother, and she just says, she just lets him be Clay Clark. I mean, so he's endorsed by his mother, and he's doing magnificent work. So it was great meeting you out there and all the people that he surrounds himself with. His Clay Clark starts his days at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, it's incredible. Yeah, he's a machine. He's a machine.
But his, you know, I have problems with my company starting at 9 o'clock. Yes, hundreds of people showing up at 5 a.m. in Tulsa, Oklahoma. man, he's a leader of a leader. He's a fantastic young man.
No, he is.
The lineup continues to grow, and this is how we do our tickets here at the Thrive Time Show. If you want to get a VIP ticket, you can absolutely do it. It's $500 for a VIP ticket. We've always done it that way. Now, if you want a ticket, a general admission ticket, it's $250 or whatever price you want to pay. And the reason why I do that, and the reason why we do that is because we want to make our events affordable for everybody. I grew up without money. I totally understand what it's like to be in a tight spot. So if you want to attend, it's $250 or whatever price you want to pay. That's how I do it. And it's $500 for a VIP ticket. Now, we only have limited seating here. With the most people we've ever had in this building was for the Jim Brewer presentation. Jim Brewer came here, the legendary comedian Jim Brewer came to Tulsa, yeah. And we had
718 people. 718 people.
And I thought to myself, there's no more room. I felt kind of bad that a couple people had VIP seats in the men's restroom. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. But I thought, you know what? We should probably add on. So again, if you want to get tickets for this event, all you have to do is go to thrivetimeshow.com. Go to thrivetimeshow.com. When you go to thrivetimeshow.com, you'll go there, you'll request a ticket, boom. Or if you want to text me, if you want a little bit faster service, you say, I want you to call me right now. Just text my number. It's my cell phone number, my personal cell phone number. We'll keep that private between you, me, everybody. In anybody. Don't share that with anybody except for everybody. That's my private cell phone number. It's 918-851-0102. 918-851-0102. I know we have a lot of Spanish-speaking people that attend these conferences, and to be bilingually sensitive, my cell phone number is 918-851-0102.
That is not actually bilingual. That's just saying Juan for a one. It's not the same thing.
I think you're attacking me. Now, let's talk about this. Now, what kind of stuff will you learn at the Thrive Time Show workshop? So, Aaron, you've been to many of these over the past 7-8 years, so let's talk about it. I'll tee up the thing, and then you tell me what you're going to learn here, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
You're going to learn marketing and branding. What are we going to learn about marketing and branding?
Oh, yeah, we're going to dive into, you know, so many people say, oh, you know, I got to get my brand known out there, like the Trump brand, right? You want to get that brand out there. It's like, how do I actually make people know what my business is and make it a household name? You're going to learn some intricacies of how you can do that.
You're going to learn sales. So many people struggle to sell something. This just in, your business will go to hell if you can't sell. So we're going to teach you sales. We're going to teach you search engine optimization, how to come up top in the search engine results. We're going to teach you how to manage people. Aaron, you have managed, no exaggeration, hundreds of people throughout your career and thousands of contractors. And most people struggle with managing people. Why does everybody have to learn how to manage people?
Well, because first of all, you either have great people or you have people who suck. And so it can be a challenge, you know, learning how to work with a large group of people and get everybody pulling in the same direction can be a challenge. But if you have the right systems, you have the right processes, and you're really good at selecting great ones, and we have a process we teach about how to find great people. When you start with the people who have a great attitude, they're teachable, they're driven, right, all of those things, then, you know, you can get those people all pulling in the same direction.
So we're going to teach you branding, marketing, sales, search engine optimization. We're going to teach you accounting. We're going to teach you personal finance, how to manage your finance. We're going to teach you time management. How do you manage your time? How do you get more done during a typical day? How do you build an organization if you're not organized? How do you do organization? How do you build an org chart? Everything that you need to know to start and grow a business will be taught during this 2-day interactive business workshop. Now, let me tell you how the format is set up here. And again, folks, this is a 2-day interactive 15. Think about this, folks. It's 2 days. Each day it starts at 7 a.m. and it goes until 5 p.m. So from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., 2 days, it's a 2-day interactive workshop. The way we do it is we do a 30-minute teaching session, and then we break for 15 minutes for a question and answer session. So, Aaron, what kind of great stuff happens during that 15-minute question and answer session after every teaching session?
I actually think it's the best part about the workshops, because here's what happens. I've been to lots of these things over the years. I've paid many thousands of dollars to go to them. And you go in there and they talk in vague generalities and they're constantly upselling you for something, trying to get you to buy this thing or that thing or this program or this membership.
And you leave not getting your very specific questions answered about your business or your employees or what you're doing on your marketing. And what's awesome about this is we literally answer every single question that any person asks, and it's very specific to what your business is.
And what we do is we allow you as the attendee to write your questions on the whiteboard.
Yep.
And then we literally, as you mentioned, we answer every single question on the whiteboard. And then we take a 15-minute break to stretch and to make it entertaining when you're stretching. And this is a true story. When you get up and stretch, you'll be greeted by mariachis.
Sure.
There's going to probably be alpaca here, llamas, helicopter rides, a coffee bar, a snow cone.
You had a crocodile one time. That was pretty interesting.
You know, I should write that down and actually
do that. Sorry for that one guy that we lost.
The crocodile, we duct taped its face so that we duct taped.
No, it was a baby crocodile.
And it was duct tape.
Yeah, duct tape around the mouth so it didn't bite anybody. But it was really cool passing that thing around and petting.
I should do that. I should. We have a small petting zoo that will be assembled. It's going to be great. And then you're in the company of hundreds of entrepreneurs. So there's not a lot of people in America today. In fact, there's less than 10 million people today, according to U.S. Debt Clock, that identify as being self-employed. So if you have a country with 350 million people, that means you have less than 3% of our population that's even self-employed. Yeah. So you only have 3 out of every 100 people in America that are self-employed to begin with. And when Inc. magazine reports that 96% of businesses fail by default, by default, you have a 1 out of 1,000 chance of succeeding in the game of business.
That's tough.
But yet the average client that you and I work with, we can typically double this. And this is no hyperbole, no exaggeration. And I have thousands of testimonials to back this up. We have thousands of testimonials to back it up. But when you work with a home builder, when I work with a business owner, we can typically double the size of the company within 24 months.
Yeah.
Double. And you say double? Yeah, there's businesses that we have tripled. There's businesses we've grown 8X. There's so many examples. You can see at ThriveTimeShow.com. But again, this is the most interactive, best business workshop on the planet. This is objectively the highest rated and most reviewed business workshop on the planet.
I was looking to learn how to take my business, like they've said today, from being very successful to being systematic. I've got a very successful practice in 3 different cities, make good money. Just want to take it to the next level with systems and processes to where I can drive my cars more.
Paul Hood.
I have been a CPA for 33 years.
And what kind of growth have you and your great team had here over the past, let's say, 5-6 years?
The last five, when I met you 5 years ago, we were doing $3 million. This year we'll do $24 million.
Whoa. And you say, Clay, I'm not going to get a ticket unless you give me more. Okay, fine. We're going to serve you the same meal both days. True story. We cater in the food and because...
Simple.
I keep it simple. I literally bring in the same food both days for lunch. It's Ted Escondido's, an incredible Mexican restaurant. That's going to happen. And someone says, I want more. This is not enough.
Give me more.
Okay. I'm not going to mention their names right now because I'm working on it behind the scenes here. But we've got one guy who's given me a verbal to be here. And this is a guy who's one of the wealthiest people in Oklahoma. And nobody really knows who he is, because he's built systems that are very utilitarian, that offer a lot of value. He's made a lot of money in the it's where you rent. It's short term. Not it's where you're renting storage spaces. He's a storage space guy. He owns what do you call that? The rental, the
storage space,
storage units. This guy owns storage units. He owns railroad cars. He owns a lot of assets that make money on a daily basis, but they're not like customer facing. Most people don't know who owns the mini storage facility, or most people don't know who owns the warehouse that's passively making money. Most people don't know who owns the railroad cars, but this guy, he's given me a verbal that he will be here, and we just continue to add more and more success stories. So if you're out there today and you want to change your life, you want to give yourself an incredible gift, you want a life-changing experience, you want to learn how to start and grow a company, go to ThriveTimeShow.com. Go there right now. ThriveTimeShow.com. Request a ticket for the 2-day interactive event.
Hey, how's it going? I'm Thomas Crossan, owner and founder of Full Package Media in Dallas, Texas. I've been a coaching client with Clay Clark since the beginning of our business. We started about a year ago, August of last year. I had no clients, no idea what we were doing, no clue. Really what was going on. And now we've grown to where we've got 6 photographers, we've got office space here, I have an admin, sales person that works for us full time, developing an online system, and a lot of that growth we attribute to Clay helping us. And there's so many things that, his stuff is not, you know, revolutionary. It's not this crazy walk on hot coals and all this stuff. It's just real, real stuff.
It's going to be a blasty blast. There's no upsells. Aaron, I could not be more excited about this event.
I think it is incredible. And there's somebody out there right now, you're watching and you're like, but I already signed up for this incredible other program called Smoke Your Way to Thin. Oh. You think that's going to change your life? I promise you, this will be 10 times better than that. Whoa.
It's like I picked the wrong week to quit smoking.
Now, don't do the Smoke Your Way to Thin conference. That is, I've tried it. Don't do it.
Yeah, chain smoking is not a viable, I mean, it is life changing. It is life changing. If you become a chain smoker, it is life changing.
Not the best weight loss program, though.
Right. Like, not really. So if you're looking to have life changing results in a way that won't cause you to have a stoma, get your tickets at thrivetimeshow.com. Again, that's Aaron Antis. I'm Clay Clark, and reminding you and inviting you to come out to the 2-day interactive Thrive Time Show workshop right here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I promise you, it will be a life-changing experience. We can't wait to see you right here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Whoa. What kind of growth have you had since you and I have been working together over these past few years?
3.45 million. I got those stats before I got on here.
So you've grown by 3.45 million?
Yeah. 3,450,000.
Would that be like if you took the combined revenue, maybe doubled it? Have we gone up by
about almost three, not quite. Whoa.